Good morning. I'm Jim Lawrence for the Case Snow Real Estate Show. Andrew Erneman of BJ Adams & Company is our featured guest this week. We met with Andrew at the Aspen office at 534 East Hopkins Avenue yesterday morning and got an update on the market. An article in the Wall Street Journal this week shows a drop in May of existing homes nationwide, nearly 4%. But Erneman says the article leaves out some things.
What people tend to forget is all real estate is local. So when the Wall Street Journal reports that on a nationwide basis, they're not including the fact that certain parts of Florida have started recovering and are doing better. Even certain parts of California are doing better. But there are lots of areas in the country that aren't doing well. We have that same phenomenon going on in our valley right now in different locations.
Erneman says when you take a look at the sales numbers, sure, they're not booming, but they are better.
The contrast is that prices in Aspen have actually stabilized. They're almost a dead level from last year. Snowmass, they've dropped 30% further from where they were last year at this time. And Basalt, they've dropped a bit too.
Aspen continues to set the tone, says Erneman, the driver, if you will, for sales elsewhere.
We're headed in the right direction. I mean, 09, the first quarter of 09 was the bottom in terms of the number of sales, not necessarily the bottom in terms of prices. Have we seen in some neighborhoods, prices are still slipping. But Aspen is leading the charge. We've turned the corner. Prices have now stabilized. Activity's up, moving forward and moving forward well.
In August, BJ Adams holds its third annual symposium at the Aspen Institute on the state of the local real estate market.
This year, August 5th, 3:30 to 5 p.m. at the Dora Hosier Center at the Aspen Institute. We'll have a great, probably 30-minute market presentation. We'll recap what's happening in the market and actually have a few interesting twists to share with the audience, things that we haven't talked about in the past or things people haven't heard or thought about when they look at the market. But really, the exciting part of this symposium this year is we have an incredible panel put together. Dwayne Romero, who is the CEO of Related Westpac, just stepped down from his role for economic development with Governor Hickenlooper. And then we've got four great panelists. We've got Michael Fox from the Aspen Club. They're about to embark on a major renovation and redevelopment of that club. We've got Mike Kaplan, CEO of the Aspen Ski Company, on our panel. And Mike always has interesting insights about what the ski company's doing. We've got Bob Daniel, who is with Chafin Light, and he's heading up the Lift 1A project that they've been working on the last couple of years. And then we have Al White, who's actually the director of tourism for the state of Colorado in Governor Hickenlooper's cabinet.
We'll be covering the symposium, give you updates prior to that event. Finally, we asked Erneman his opinion of the 10-year revision of the document guiding Aspen's future development, the Aspen Area Community Plan.
It really falls short on some of the real estate related topics, and specifically, and I can speak that I, as a member of the board of directors for the Aspen Board of Realtors, we recently wrote a letter to Pickens County Zoning Department as well as the Aspen City Planning Department, and voiced our concerns about the 100% affordable housing mitigation, that it's just not appropriate to have a rigid guideline like that in the AACP that's not fluid enough to deal with changing economic times over the next 10 years. Also feel strongly that the lodging language that's in there, really trying to push to have new affordable lodging development is inappropriate. The concept is great. Of course, it'd be great to have more affordable lodging in town, but that's something really the market is going to dictate to some degree, and it's also something that as a community and as local governments need not have our hands tied behind our back because the document restricts what can or can't be done.
That's Andrew Erneman with BJ Adams and Company in Aspen. Find out what's happening in the local real estate market every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on KSNO. And remember, you can hear KSNO online at ksno.net.